Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Hey guys, on this first episode of Brunchins and Dragons, I do want to give you a heads up that this is a live recording. We did do this at Lincoln's Beard Brewery, where we do have ambient noise in the background.
Hello!
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 Good morning, good morrow, people.
Good morrow.
And welcome to the first of what should be many installments, hopefully, of Brunchins and Dragons.
Brunchin and Dragons!
Alcohol, food, and dice.
Yes.
Yes.
Very nice.
The incomparable and impossible to replicate Talking Geeks.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you flatter me.
If I could just quickly get everybody else's name. I know my name.
Yeah. And what's your name?
My name is Kenny,
oh,
I believe. That's what it is. People call me the polar bear.
The polar
Which kind of polar bear?
Oh, vanilla bear, yeah.
Oh, you're the vanilla bear.
And then, finally a
yeah, vanilla bear. And then right next to me, I have
we have a caramel bear here. We have Pedro coming in.
The regular Kodiak brown bear.
No, we're talking about the caramel bear. I'm all sweet on the outside and nice and chewy on the inside.
Also, you're a red panda.
No, he's the one you
no,
get
I'm
in
not.
Easter. That's the that's the one that you get like that's filled with the gooey. Never mind.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go.
You got you got Caesar Vasquez over here next to the caramel bear, otherwise known as Beer Czar.
Beer Czar, I like that. Beer Czar. That's a good name.
Yeah.
We got the DM right next to him.
Yes, my name is Will Cabrera. Some of you might recognize me from our little stint from Critter Die and Council of Worms.
Very nice.
That's right. Then it's me, Q, producing this.
And
we're using new equipment, so yay!
Yes,
woo, upgrades! Level up.
Yes.
Okay, and then to the loudest person in the room, can you please say your name?
Hi, I'm Brandon. I'm the loudest person in the room, for sure.
There you
projection.
Go. Projection.
He's not forcing that at all, people.
Straight from the diaphragm.
That's straight natural dialogue.
All right,
so real quick, the way that this is going to work is you are listening to the beginning of a campaign, and you're going to get it episodically, although we only drank and played the entire campaign in one day. So
let me tell you, by the end of this, you're going to get very interesting results from this.
There's
going to
be nice.
They'll be laughing, they'll be crying, there may be, like, I don't know.
I foresee death,
like, very early. Yelling.
There'll be dice rolling for no reason. No reason there'll be dice rolling.
No, Kenny.
I will warn everybody now, there is going to be a lot of cursing.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, so, there it is.
Yep, there
you
go.
There it is, and we started.
You see that?
That's one.
So,
right down on
the
board.
The way this is working, for those of you listening along, is I saw a meme recently where characters found out what they could do through interacting with the world. They started with blank character sheets, like everybody's starting with a blank character sheet. And only through interactions with the world do you get to find out what your character is, what he does, he or she does, and what they can and can't do.
Great.
So
this will be very interesting.
It's gonna be a lot of.
Are there mirrors in this world?
I
take a nice cool drink from the lake and look into my eyes. What do I see?
So we also don't know our class.
You don't know your class.
We don't know our race.
We don't know our race.
Yeah, everybody begins with amnesia. But simple questions like your own reflection and looking down at yourself don't yield results because that shouldn't look strange to you. That is what you're used to. So the brain should automatically filter that as normal.
It's just we don't
need
name
way more
it.
Alcohol for this game. Right?
But
I drop trow and look at my dick. What does it look like?
Does it have scales on it?
You have no penis. You are a female.
Holy shit.
That could be true. I could be female.
I
female
not,
halfling
no,
barbarian. I'm
I
already
not,
calling it now.
No, no. The only thing I chose for you was your class, your race, your background, your name, your sex, your other information you choose for yourself. The background options, because we are playing Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition, which is one of the better editions that has come out, is all up to you. I will, if you're choosing to roll randomly on the tables for backgrounds.
Please don't.
That's your choice.
Please don't.
That's your choice. If you choose to roll randomly, I will roll with you. I won't tell you what I rolled. Uh-huh. But if you like, if you don't like the option you rolled, you can go with the option I rolled. But okay. Once you've chosen my option, that is your option.
All right. So you tell us, sir, where we're starting right
so
now.
So I'd like to thank the Talking Geeks for making this possible. You guys always pull through. You guys are my blue. To throw a reference into a...
You're my boy blue.
You're my boy blue. Blue.
And the mic.
The mic is blue.
And the mic blue. Whoa.
Orange blue.
It's BBQ.
BBQ.
It's BBQ.
But I also like to thank Lincoln's Beard Brewing Company for hosting us and allowing us to come in here.
And drink some beer while we're doing this.
And drink some beer that they offer.
And orange juice. And
yes.
Yeah, we do have
Yes, we have a youngling here.
Yeah, so
youngling?
We are keeping
Jesus Christ.
Making sure that we are legally not allowing him to drink.
We are not. His cup is empty. Yeah. Somebody take a picture
of
his shit.
Driver, so.
Unless he gets punched in the throat first.
Also, we'd like to coin the hashtag Bromosas.
Bromosas, yes. I was just getting to that. Caesar, what is the recipe for the beer mosa?
So the Bromosa, or the Bromosa dubbed by Q, is a combination of a full 12-ounce pour of 6-Point Crisp, which is...
one of my favorites.
Yep, which is an award-winning Pilsner. And then top it off with a little bit of a Natalie Orchard's orange juice from Florida. No preservatives and GMO-free, by the way.
Ooh.
Peace out and shout out to Amazon for buying out Whole Foods for $13.7 billion.
Yeah,
taking over the world
insane.
One drone at a time.
That's normally what I spend at Whole Foods. Yeah. It only makes sense. I'd also like to thank 6-Point Brewery since Caesar is their rep for Florida. And they have a good authority that they are D&D geeks as well.
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of our beers have like geek references to them. Bengali was actually formulated in which we have, it's an IPA, was formulated during a video game session. So,
awesome. Good
we get down. We're nerds.
And
we
also,
like it.
I'd also like to thank the Cuban heritage that has allowed us to have croquetas.
Croquetas.
Empanadas.
Croquetas.
Pastelitos.
Whoever made those, whoever made that empanada with chorizo, ham, and cheese, by all means, please.
Shout out to Tammy's Baker off of Miller and 94th. What?
I'm just going to say that that food is going to keep us logical by the end of this fucking recording.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, man.
It will fight with the beer, at least.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So,
doing my best Matt Mercer impression.
Okay.
Before the Great War and the Sundering, there was the civilization of Mal Hadar. The first city, sitting as the crown jewel in the island chain of Mal Hadarim, the city became the center of the world as it was known. It was the home to peace and prosperity, but it was also the birthplace of its own destruction. The Great War saw Mal Hadar stretch its grasp too wide too quickly. The gateway to the world saw the grand Mal Hadarim army spread like a plague. They say that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So too did the Elemental Council corrupt itself from within. Promised greatness, the one that has become known as the Betrayer, has turned the tranquil Redgar against the tempestuous Alduin and against the tempered Fedor. The Sundering saw the remnant of the Elemental Council turn their attention on the Betrayer and his devil patrons.
Okay, so some motherfucker turned in another motherfucker, and we gotta stab that motherfucker, right?
You got it.
There
you go. And results.
So much catching knives to the face.
Okay, I dropped trying to look at my dick. What does it look like?
Without punching, it looks as small as it's always looked.
Oh, that's a hint.
Or gnome.
No, that's a human. The destroyed gateway to the world imprisoned the Turncoat and his allies on the island. One final act of sacrifice for the greater good from the remaining council members. Now, as the Third Age comes to a close and the stories of that once great civilization begin to fade, the machinations of ruin look to end their hibernation. Promises of power, teases of treasure, and the guarantees of greatness have awakened several warbands to come together under one banner, under one warlord, with the sole desire to finish what her ancestor had started, to open the gateway and to unleash hell on this world. Now it is a time for heroes. Now it is a time for legends. Now It is your time. Welcome to Awaiting Throne, the Broken Crown special Brunchens and Dragons
edition
story.
Lacking fanfare, that's the best I can provide. I don't got a trumpet, I got an air horn.
You all have a rumblies in your tumblies in the morning, and you feel the earth shake under the weight of all of your decisions.
Okay.
You awaken to a cold, dark, small enclosure. The air is stale. The only...
Are we in prison right now?
Yes. Okay. Can I ask you, is there any lights? Is it lit or is it dark?
There is a single light source that comes from the end of the hallway.
So it's dark vision that right now that we would need? Am I able to see?
what can we see?
Are we in a single cage or are we in a giant cell?
You yourselves are in a singular cage.
An individual cage?
So we're all in individual cages.
We're all individual holding.
So in other words, I can't see you, you can't see me.
Are there walls or is it just a cage?
It's three walls and then a barred
fourth
wall.
So we're next to, like, we're, it's side by side.
There's cells, yeah.
Side by side, not
each
across.
Hallway, okay. Each hallway has six total cells, three on each side.
Alright.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we can see somebody. We just don't know who.
Yeah. We just don't know if
I don't know if I'm looking at.
We don't know who's near us.
Right, okay. Got it.
Okay, cool.
We are.
Kenny.
Yes?
Without the aid of the light,
thank you.
It's difficult to see.
Without the aid of. So I can't see very well.
No.
Aha! Mm-hmm.
But you do know
that sucks that I can't see.
You do know that there is a breathing from the cell in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of fast-paced, grumbly breathing.
All right. Hello, is anyone there? Who am I talking to?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. Who am I talking to?
You hear a female voice from across.
Okay.
Okay.
Do be quiet, please. It's bad enough that we have to deal with the tremors. I don't need you stopping me from sleeping.
I check myself for injuries, particularly around my chest. I want to be sure that my chest is nice and safe.
You actually find that your arm is bandaged, and it does hurt you a little bit when you touch it.
Okay. Only the arm?
Only the arm.
I awake and am startled and immediately go to grab my weapon. What do I grab?
There is nothing.
Fucking shit.
So we're naked?
We're in jail.
I reach into
the ether and try to summon magic missile. What happens?
You touch your own penis.
You are a male.
I knew it.
That's your magic
That's
your magic missile.
Do I have any personal belongings on me? Any mementos or tokens?
No, only the clothing on your back.
What color is the clothing?
Typical earthy colors.
Okay.
He's like, damn it.
Okay, super cagey.
If I get really close to the bars, can I see if I'm on the furthest end or in the middle? If
How's
there's anyone across me?
You actually know that you are at the end of the row. You can see clearly.
You can see clearly.
You can see better than.
Is he closer to the light or?
No. He is the furthest one away from the light.
So I have dark vision.
You might have dark vision.
It could be either.
How
or
tall?
Or
how high? How high are the bars to the door?
It's
Florida City bars.
I stretch up and try to touch the top of the cell.
Oh, it's too far away from you.
Alright.
Okay.
The actual bars themselves.
Yes.
What are they made out of?
Iron.
Can I
if I grab the bars, would I be able to grab all the way around them?
Yes.
Okay. If I try, do I do anything if I try to do a test right now, a test of strength on there?
You could try, yes.
I know it's going to be horrible, but why not?
Yeah.
Do
you
I
have,
know?
You have a plus zero.
Plus zero in strength. You're an asshole.
Do I,
You're
when
an
I look
asshole.
At the bars, can I tell what type of metal they're made of?
They're iron, yeah.
But I know that instant,
so that
instant,
does nothing.
Off the bat.
This day does nothing?
Wait, but I know
the
that
bars
instant, instantaneously, I know that they're made of iron.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I know what type of craftsmanship they're from? Who made them?
They look to be rather shoddily made, actually.
Can I make a, what would that be under? Can I make a...
Intelligence roll?
Yeah, intelligence roll.
Sure.
It's a plus zero, isn't it?
No, it's a plus one.
Ooh. Okay.
And you have advantage. Ooh.
And I have advantage. Yes. Yes, I am the dwarf.
What'd you get?
That is a 13.
You notice you from your memories, you do find that
your dwarven memories.
The craftsmanship could be better.
It you're disappointed like, in the craftsmanship.
Yeah. Am I disappointed? Do I mutter something along the lines of like, shoddy craftsmanship, I?
No. You were more offended that your cell is actually smaller than the cell across from you.
And who's across from
you? Yeah, can I see clearly what's across from me?
You can, actually.
Oh!
because you are closest to the light source. You notice that you're in what it looks to be a prison cell assigned to smaller races.
Okay. So when as I do this, what happens?
Oh, you magnificent. unless you're female, you have a magnificent...
A magnificent beard?
A magnificent beard that you're used to.
And I feel my legs cramping. I would like to do as many squats as possible to get the circulation going.
Sure.
Right, can I ask you something? I'm trying to move this, and obviously it doesn't work.
If you...
How tall?
When everybody chooses a race.
How tall? Am I able to touch the top of this?
No.
At all?
Is it a high
ceiling? How high is it? Is it a high ceiling?
Given that you can't see the other cells.
You have no idea.
You don't really know. Like, it goes into the blackness for you.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, it just goes into the blackness.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to do process of elimination here. I have a when I'm nervous, I play with my ears. Are they pointy? Are these pointy? Is there a change?
They feel like they the same ears that you've been used to.
There you go.
God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway.
I reach out to the darkness, and I tell the person that was... I yell out into the darkness to the person that was sleeping that I can care less about their sleep to see if I get a response out of them.
Oh, the chick down the hall?
It is the cell next to you, and you just hear a harumph and what sounds like her shifting in her bed. The goblin across from you throws you an archer's go fuck yourself.
And what does that look like?
Ba-bam!
For the podcast audience, what does that look like?
The British two fingers being turned around and
got it.
Thrown up
got
into the air.
It. Okay, so...
Okay.
I want to make as much noise as fucking possible to annoy the fuck out of this person.
Okay.
I join him because I see what he's doing, and I start singing a song of my people. What does the song of my people sound like?
It sounds like
the song of your
memory, a memory from your childhood.
That memory instills moments and visions of what?
Is it guttural? Is it sound guttural, or does it sound?
It sounds like it would sound better if there was more drinking involved.
Totally the dwarf.
Right here, you guys who are within earshot hear a very scratchy, kind of guttural, angry, jabby voice scream out into the darkness.
That's obviously me.
But you hear
normal.
They hear the scratching, guttural kind of.
You're a half orc.
If I'm a half orc, that's ridiculous.
But you hear from across from you. If I could find it real quick.
I think it's a half-length, and a half-length doesn't help it. Half-length doesn't help it.
He goes, shut your mouth, or I will find the rest of your tribe, half-thing, and I will be the last thing they see for what you've done to me and my kind.
Half-thing.
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 What language was that in?
Oh, wait a minute.
What language was that in?
You recognize the language.
Do you guys?
Do I recognize the language?
Sharp.
I would like to try to recognize that language.
Can I hear any of this going on? In earshot of all this?
You don't recognize the language.
What about our good old friend right over here?
He also does not recognize the language, and he's on the other side of the main thoroughfare.
Just to make sure, though, so I can make a point of reference for myself. From where I am on the furthest end, is she next to me or across from me?
No, she's on the opposite side. You're on one side.
I'm on one side.
Yeah. There's a main thoroughfare where the light source is. There's one set of six cells, and there's another set of six cells.
So it doesn't look like this.
I'd like to do an arcana check.
It does look like it does. It's 3-3, but there's a central.
I see what you're doing.
Old Faithful.
I see what you're doing.
I do an arcana check to see if there's any latent magical energies around.
Nothing looks to be radiating magic to your eyes.
That means nothing to me.
Yeah, nothing.
You feel a rumble
as
the earth shakes again. And then you hear what sounds like rocks kind of giving way. You see...
Can I make a... That would be... nature check to see what type. Does it sound like I've felt something like this before? Is it something I might be used to? The vibrations of rocks falling over.
Sure.
Okay.
Do these rocks lull
me
to sleep?
+2. Eight.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like something's burrowing.
The wound on my arm. I'd like to try to check up on it. Maybe something like a medicine check.
Oh. Okay, so do you want to unbandage yourself?
I would like to unbandage and check the wound.
Okay.
You bleed out and die.
I'm going to have another
game
turn.
Game over.
You could roll with a +3.
Oh,
shit.
It's almost a cleric.
What was it I saw?
Let me see what he...
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, 16.
Shit. You notice that the wound... isn't a regular combat wound.
Mm-hmm.
There's no kind of like lateral cuts. It looks like there's a row of kind of a rounded U shape. Almost like a bite on top and on the bottom of your arm.
Okay.
Okay, so someone's going to shit on you.
Ah, shit.
Okay.
But you hear you feel the trembling continue to get rougher and rougher, and suddenly it becomes a almost like a 3-point something earthquake, and you hear the rocks collapse at your end of the situation. And you, after the dust settles, you hear almost something unsettling, like flutes, like a set of pan flutes being played.
That's very unsettling.
Caribbean nose flutes.
That's
where are the llamas? Where are the llamas?
My favorite pan flutes.
You just see what looks to be an unheard of amount of rats. Just come skittering through.
Nice.
They're small.
New York.
They're small, kind of like brown
so
and black ones. And then there are a couple of large, kind
of
like
rats of unusual size,
Chihuahua-sized rats.
Dire rats.
Can I try like beckoning one towards me? Let's say using animal handling.
Yeah. What is your plus on animal handling?
You get a +1.
Oh,
friendly with the rodents.
He might be the ranger.
you're getting more drink too.
I am getting more drink.
Yeah.
11.
One of them looks in your direction, and then almost as if unable to fight the music, it continues on its mission. When you see two kind of Labrador-shaped rats.
Oh,
jeez.
What the fuck?
What the hell is going on? Okay.
And right behind them, you see what you recognize as a Durgar.
I recognize the Durgar.
Yes, you recognize the Durgar.
Oh, fucking drow.
The dark purple, bluish kind of skin tone of what looks to be a kind of unkempt dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Steps through. You see it playing the flutes very melodically.
Can I call out to him in undercommon?
It is
undercommon, right?
It would be undercommon if you knew it.
I don't know it, so I'm not a drow. All right.
Are these rats headed in a particular direction towards a specific cell?
They scatter through all the cells, and you see them.
Are they
like,
filling up?
And are they coming
are they
into our cells?
No, they stay at the doors.
Can I intimidate them to back away from my cell?
Sure. You would get a +2.
Oh.
Somebody's a beefy one.
Okay. I just want to get them away from me.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I am. Oh,
boo.
I did nothing.
Okay. So you try to make a mean face and they kind of just like stay there.
They
like
gave me the side
eye. One of them is like, he tilts his head, he's like...
It's like,
excuse me?
And like, you see that he wants to move, but nobody else moves, so he's just like, mom mentality takes over. Like,
oh. Does it look like they're forming from what I can see? Do they look like
the largest
forming?
Ones have moved?
The Labrador-sized rats.
Yeah, the largest ones, even the Chihuahua-sized ones, have moved into the well-lit kind of like thoroughfare. Like they're all there.
So okay. By him.
Oh, is there any sort of magic with the music specifically?
No. I'm not.
May I roll an Arcana check?
You
to
may
see.
Indeed Ooh. Roll an Arcana check. You are a cleric. You have a plus +5 to that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
All right. Someone's magical.
Yeah, somebody has got some juice behind them. All right, let's see.
Oh, yeah. That's 24. Oh, 24. All
right, what is it?
What's going on?
You recognize it. It is actually a magical item. You can see the magic emanating from it. You know that it is controlling
Piper.
The rats themselves. And if you would wager a guess, mm-hmm. you're probably sure that you would be comfortable betting what little you possess on it being the pipes of the sewers.
Pipes of the sewers.
All right. In other words, these rats are being controlled. That's it.
I checked the foundation. Since the rumbling, I checked the foundation of the bars if any of them come loose. Because
some of them have...
I make a strength check to pull one off.
Do it.
What's the strength?
You get a plus +1.
Oh, my God.
That is a 15.
One of the bars comes loose.
I have a weapon now.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do the same thing.
Do I fit through the space to get out?
No.
Not yet.
Because the cell is made for a smaller creature.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to try doing the same thing then to see if I can... Well, first, does it look like it's been loose?
It looks like it's been loosened. You're not sure, given your first attempt at the bars.
Well, given that now that I've seen that that's happened, I want to check the structural integrity.
Happened?
I can't. All I know is that... Well, I can see this. I can see in front of me.
You can see the rats are like
yeah.
You can,
so
you
I can
see the red
me.
Glare of the eyes.
Well, let me try it one more time. Actually, yeah. Let me try every time
they look towards the light, you can see that there is a good at least 2 or 3 dozen rats sitting outside yourself.
All right. Let me try doing that.
Sure.
Here we go.
Ooh.
That's a
nat 20.
Yeah. So you put your 2 feet up.
on the bar?
On the outside bars, and you pull the middle one, and you go flying back.
All right, I have a weapon now.
Yeah.
Can I see any of this going
and
on?
Actually, the one tip, like the broken tip at one bottom, like once you flip it around so you have it like
a spear,
it feels comfortable.
Mm.
Like you're used to this kind of.
Can I get this?
Well, I think you're the half one.
I don't think it's a half-orc.
No, I think he's a gnome.
I don't think it's a half-orc. For sure, I don't think so.
Half-thing. Yeah.
First off, I have a plus +0 in strength.
Oh, no,
Let's all tally that back up again.
Okay.
Let's all tally that back up.
I grab the bar.
I mean, you know, if you have an 8 to start off with, you have a plus +2.
So he wanted to know if he can see all of this happening.
Can I see any of this happening? Can I see anyone who's across from me?
Yes,
you see all of this?
You see the cell across from you has an orc.
Orc.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I see the one next to the orc?
And you see that the orc spits in your direction.
Orc, what if that? All right.
Orcs don't like you.
I know I'm not the orc, though. So.
No, yeah, so it's a process of elimination here.
But
okay.
Orcs hate. I pull another bar. No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I attempt to pull a bar off of it. What is my...
You have a plus +0.
Of course I do.
Well, you and me both.
I'm a tiny little thing somewhere.
You and me both. Oh, my God.
A tiny little thing is what I am.
We're 2 pounds of fun.
Dude, am I a rat's make a move and they see me pull a bar out?
Dude, that would be hilarious. That would
be hilarious. No. What's your strength check?
I haven't tried it.
Oh, there you go.
No, he's been focusing on magic. Can we know... Do we know who's playing the music? Can we see who's playing the music?
From your side, no.
From
you saw the Durgar.
I only see the... Okay.
You're the only one that sees it.
I'm assuming the Hawkwork sees him as well.
Have I seen the Durgar yet?
No, the orc.
Hold on.
It's just a
orc. Actually, you see, because you recognize the flute, and
so
because
you're
so close to the light source, you do see the Durgar.
You're an orc. You're the half-orc.
You can see the Durgar.
Do I get pissed when I see the Durgar?
There is...
I know that song. We all know that song.
Yes.
That is
Sonny
the most...
Always. That's the best show ever. Charlie worked for days.
You don't particularly feel a certain way. Like, you... It doesn't strike anything up in you.
Can you lower that?
But at the same time...
Nothing happens?
Nothing. Like, he takes a look at you and he just dismisses you.
Huh.
I obviously can't. If I look out and peer where that's coming from, I can't see myself.
If you try really hard to look out the cell, you can see down into the main lit area. The music stops, and as it does, you can see what looks to be the Durgar kind of stepping into the light.
Let me ask you, what bar did I pull out?
One of the ones on the end.
Am I able to squeeze through that?
No.
Okay.
If you try one more, though.
Is my cell half small? Can I tell? If I can see the cell across from me, is mine relatively smaller than the person across from me?
The one across from you is the same size. The one to either side of that one, though, look like they're made for smaller creatures.
Look like they're made for smaller creatures.
One of them has a kobold in it.
You had to get a kobold in this.
That's not one of us. We're okay.
The other one has a dwarf.
And the other one has a dwarf.
Is that dwarf holding a weapon?
The dwarf has pulled free one of his
Fantastic. And so my cell is bigger than his.
Yes.
Okay. All right,
there you go. Process of elimination.
If I look in front of me, what do I see directly in front of me?
A goblin.
If I look to the right of me, what do I see directly to my right of me?
The thoroughfare with the Durgar.
And on the other side of that?
Right in front of me is the goblin cell. What's the cell next to me? The cell next to the goblin.
Next to the goblin, it's an elf.
the return of Quilandia.
Female elf? Male elf? I know that it's hard to determine, but...
My brain hurts.
Because
you're like, you thought you were the elf, and now you're not sure you're the elf, because that might be me.
Another player's race.
I might be that.
Okay.
Or
fantastic.
I don't know how
okay,
they feel about themselves.
Can you imagine if you are the...
Oh, did I ever get the bar off? I know that I never...
That'd be awesome.
You gave me the +0. I don't think I ever rolled.
No, go ahead.
All right, so let me roll that.
Seven.
You see them struggling with the bar.
I kind of laugh a little bit.
I'm gonna
fuck you.
I'm gonna try and
say that in Elvish or in Common?
Yes.
In Elvish or in both?
I say them in both.
In both.
I give you the finger.
I give it. I just salute my back. Fuck you.
Wait, can I try?
I see we're starting off on great terms with
everybody. Can I try Common? Speaking Common right now? All right, and I can yell out. Is anybody else seeing what the fuck I'm seeing right now with all these goddamn rats saying this in Common?
Have you seen the Labrador yet?
Labradoodle.
You hear the screeching noise again, and all of you hear the kind of scratchy, screechy voice scream out into the darkness. The kobold is yelling at the person across from him. Shut your mouth one last time, halfling, or I will stab you.
The halfling.
No, he said half thing. You keep hearing
half
thing.
I swear to God, that is no.
Now, what do you
no
mean?
Way.
And I yelled out, "What do you mean by half thing?" I mean, that's so ambiguous. There's so many half things in this world.
You see the goblin in the cell across from you? Just throw one of the rats into your cell.
God damn it! Do I feel hungry when I throw it in?
No. I want. All right. I want to do two things. I want to view my cell. I want to see if there's anything I can pick up. And then I want to try and pull one of these bars off.
All right, make a strength roll to try and pull one of the bars off.
What's your strength?
You get a +2.
Oh, he's just fucking with you. We don't even know what you got.
Oh,
20.
You pulled the bar off.
Awesome.
And again, you notice that either end of it is kind of like broken 20. Off into points. So it feels like a javelin. It feels
natural.
You said
javelin, you son of a bitch. You are fucking at work.
It feels natural.
So when the rat is thrown into my cell, I wish to crouch down and speak to it like a friend. Hey, little rat buddy, how are you doing?
You see it scurry away.
Oh!
Wait, can he scurry away enough of the...
Are you able to handle the animal?
Yeah.
Like, do you...
Can I ride this rat out of here?
No. It's one of the smaller rats.
Aw.
But wait.
Can you
would
ride
I be
a
able
Labrador?
To ride a Labrador rat?
It looks like it could support you.
Too bad.
What is the attack bonus of the bars?
Oh my god, can you imagine you get
What's
a mount?
What's the attack bonus for the bars?
This is Steve. I ride him in the combat.
I speak out to the Durgar. What are you doing here in Dwarvish?
Does he get... Wait, I hear that.
Yes,
right.
How far
is that from me?
It is on your side of the thoroughfare.
Okay, it's on my side. Is he next to me?
No.
Okay,
he's closer to the light source.
So you are here. Cheer the orc. This is what I figured out so far.
Does he say?
Yeah, and then I'm
trying to see if anybody else can sit
across from him.
Yeah.
I might want to enrage this cobalt
to
try to break open
that
fucking thing.
Because he was able to see me.
But you all hear a language you don't recognize.
Nobody says Dwarvish? Excellent.
No, you recognize it.
I recognize Dwarvish?
Yes.
The half-orc recognizes Dwarvish?
If he's the half-orc. But the Durgar kind of looks in the direction. He stops playing. You see, he puts the pipes away.
Wait, so the rat stops.
Speak louder?
Yeah. So he puts the pipes away. He kind of looks in your direction. He's like, it is not your concern. And then you see he motions, and some of the rats, you hear them kind of gnawing away at the metallic bars.
Ooh.
And you hear what sounds like
into the cells?
Yeah.
All of the cells or one specific cell? One specific cell.
And you hear what sounds like a barrage of magic, and you hear the squeaking of rats dying. And you just see him motion, and you see some of the rats kind of like start emptying out from in front of your cells to kind of move over towards the other cell that they're trying to break into.
I go to pull on the bar off.
Before one of the rats moves away, I want to stab it.
Okay, sure.
I want to eat it. This shit looks delicious.
I'm hungry.
16?
You get a +4 to that.
I get a +4.
16?
You pull the bar off. You pull half of the bar off.
I rolled a 19.
You have a dagger.
You bent it out.
We can't see who's doing the magic, right? And is one of us doing the magic?
You can't see because of where he's standing.
But otherwise, he can see.
He can see, and Pedro can see.
And can you go? So
wait, so I can see this happening.
You can see the Durgar commanding. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I see what's fighting back?
No, but none of us can see what's fighting back.
I wish to try to persuade this guy to give me a little more information. Like, what's going on here?
You mean like a charisma roll?
Yeah.
I rolled a 23.
What's your charisma?
That's
on the stab?
He stabbed the shit out of
that. Oh, yeah.
+1.
And he stabbed the shit out of that rat.
Friendly little guy.
You hear it squeak. All right. You see...
13.
He looks over in your direction. He's like, if I had need for someone of your skills, perhaps I would have taken you with me. And then you hear
when he said that, what, can I see him talking to somebody?
No. Yeah.
Well, can I ask you a question? Is he looking down like this, or is he looking straight forward?
Yeah, is he looking down at me? Or is he looking forward?
He's not a gnome. He's not a gnome.
I mean, he's a Druguard.
He's a Druguard, is he?
Yeah.
Are they pretty short then, too?
They're dwarf size.
Never mind.
But you hear the female voice is like, I have a particular set of skills that you might be able to use then. And you see the Durgar kind of like meander his way past you. Kind of stands in front of your cell. You notice that the female half-elf steps forward. She's like, if you just give me my lockpicking set, I might be able to help you with your current situation. I hear you're losing a lot of rats to the magical traps.
And to other things.
As you're chewing on the rat. Like,
the tail's just slurping into the back of my throat.
The orc looks at you, he's like, shut your mouth, half-breed.
So you are indeed.
Okay. And so now that chick who was yelling about wanting to sleep is a half-elf.
Yes.
Can I speak to her in Elvish?
Sure.
Okay, now it's confirmed. Like,
100%. Yo, don't get me out of this shit, too!
Yo, girl!
Don't forget me, Holmes!
Okay, wait. We can't see... Somebody's fighting the rats off with magic. We can't see who that is?
No, not from your cell.
Not from my cell. But can she see it? I'm asking her if she could see who's killing off the... No?
Can I see who's killing off the rats?
She looks at me and she's like, don't speak to me, filth.
Oh, you're a drow. You're a drow.
Okay.
You know what I do to her? I give her my two fingers.
In this game, there's going to be a lot of two fingers.
We're going to get fingered, yo.
You see the Durgar kind of like weighs her offer. He motions, and you see you hear a loud banging sound, and you recognize it as a spell being cast, and you hear the knock spell.
Yeah.
You just see the lock break open, and the door kind of swings open. You see her kind of like really... the knock came right from across from you.
So I can see this.
You can see the whole situation.
So this knock is bring this. So the, I thought the kobold was in front of me.
The kobold is directly in front of you. The half elf is to your left.
The half elf is to my left. And if she is across from the half elf, so that means she is right next to me.
Look at you.
Okay. Right. I want to yell out. I have a particular set of skills to watch, and I want to throw my spear into the orc across from me.
Okay, go.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, this image is great. Like, this shit talker is just like...
By the way, this is all happening in a matter of seconds, mind you, so yeah. All this is like, hey, watch this!
Earl the 12, is that plus anything?
Plus the 4.
Oh, that is... I'm bad at math.
16.
Actually, no, I'm sorry, because it is a ranged attack. It is width plus 0.
So it's a 12.
It
watch
almost
this.
Impales the orc. But you see, he manages to just roll out of the way at the last possible second, and you just see the javelin land in his cell, and he just picks it up, and then he throws it at you.
Oh, boy.
Oh shit.
What's my AC?
You're not gonna know.
Well, you don't have armor on.
Yeah.
Good point.
You got no flesh. That's just flesh, baby. That's gonna hurt.
You do get hit with the bar.
It makes a ringing sound. Ka-dong.
Yeah. And it does 5 points of damage.
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh,
oh Jesus.
No.
I don't even
you are bloodied.
Is he bloodied?
Does the Durgar see me slide out of my cell?
He sees you, like, climbing out of the cell.
Okay.
As he walks right by you. And you see him kind of like pushes you back.
I push him right back. I grab him. I grapple him.
Oh, shit.
Make a,
oh, fuck
athletics
me,
roll.
Dude.
A what?
Make an athletics
wait.
Roll.
I want to
plus
attack.
One.
I'm waiting for him
plus
to
one.
Attack myself. Try to.
You going to chuck yourself? Is that
20.
What
attack the cell.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, we're grappled?
You grab him, yeah.
Good. I'm pinning him to the ground.
Well, you're pinning him to the bar, so
well,
he's still.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait. So, yeah, he's far away from me, so I can't see that.
No, you hear the altercation.
You can hear what's happening.
I look at him like, why are you trying to push me back in here? I'm just trying to get out.
Can I ask you a question? If I reach, if I put my hand out to the end of my cell and try to reach over, can I? Am I able to get to where she's at on her side of the cell?
No.
Okay.
Now, all you feel is wall.
Can I cast knock on my own cell?
You try to cast knock and nothing happens.
Okay.
Just
wanted to be sure.
I'm asking him, obviously in Dwarvish, like. You have no issue with me. Why are you trying to push me back in the cell? Do what you got to do over there. Leave me alone.
I need to leave.
Yeah, I don't want to be here.
You let go of him?
No, I tell him this while I'm holding him because he tried to push me back in the cell. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to let go of him until he until I get a confirmation that he understands that I'm not trying to hurt him.
He pats you.
He pats me?
Yeah, like he taps.
He taps?
He taps. Oh,
I release.
Okay.
Do I get out of my cell now? Does he let me pass?
Yeah, he walks away.
Okay.
He walks away.
Am I able to use the bar that I have to... Well, no, sorry. Am I able to see about removing another bar?
Sure.
Why not? I did so well the first I obviously don't do
it. It's one of those situations where like, you try the same thing again. You put your 2 feet up and you grab the third bar. But when you grab the third bar, you still have the bar.
Of the other one.
That you have, so you have like 2 bars and you're just like... Mm-hmm.
You're not the smartest tool in the shed. It's not the sharpest. That's
that works.
When I'm in the corridor, what do I see to my left and right now? Is there an exit?
The thoroughfare, yeah. You see the half-elf kind of moving up. You hear her climb up the stairs.
Oh, she's going for her stuff, isn't she?
Yeah. And she's like, I'll be just a second. I need to grab my things.
I follow her.
The elf is?
Yeah.
I mean, the half-elf?
The half-elf.
I follow her.
I like to try to cure my wound.
I would like to do that too.
You don't have the materials to cure your wound.
Okay.
But he would recognize that he would not be able to have that material. Like, he himself
like,
goes, I don't have this, but if I did, I would be able to cure wounds right now.
He has rudimentary of the ability to know that all he has is a piece of cloth that he had there before and nothing else. So it's a little rough
to figure out what I need to do.
Treat something with just a piece of cloth.
Okay.
A little bit more intelligence.
I follow the half elf.
Okay. You see her grab some of her stuff.
Is my stuff there?
Yeah, you recognize it. And you see that she grabs what looks to be a couple of coin purses too.
Oh. I grapple her. No, thief. Not about this life, homie. When I see her taking like somebody else's stuff, do I feel a sense of like she must be judged? Like she must be like, you know, this is wrong. Like, she should not be doing this.
It's up to you to decide.
Oh.
It's not your thing, so she's taking it, so.
Oh, I don't care. But I see her, so does she see me seeing her grabbing these things, or no?
Yeah, she just gives you the finger to their mouth.
Like, and then you give her those two fingers.
You know, I'm like, our secret.
Damn it, man. Trying to figure out
how many quickers is she taking?
Grapple.
Wait, if
three or four.
If I stab one of the rats and then use
how many more
quickers
are left after that?
Onto this.
How many more quickers are left after that?
You start spitting on
one that I recognize as mine.
No, no, you don't even see your quickers.
Then where are these quickers coming from?
It's safe to assume this is a pretty big jail cell.
I tell her to leave two behind.
Tells you the one that she wasn't going to take. Like, that feels hefty enough for you. That should do you just fine, actually. And she kind of like taps the barrel with that your stuff is sitting on top of, and she's like, you don't seem like you're going to be losing coin there.
What does my stuff look like?
It is set up on top of a barrel. That looks to have a brewer's mark.
I can't tell you.
But it also has a acorn tipped spear that, if you look at it upside down, looks like a bunch of grapes. So it's kind of like a double entendre of what you do. There's a shovel, an iron pot, a war hammer, a suit of chainmail, a hand axe.
This is all my stuff?
That's all your stuff. A shield with the same symbol on it, and then a chain that has the same symbol on it.
What's the symbol?
The acorn tip spear that looks like a set of grapes underneath.
Am I a druid or am I a fucking cleric?
Or a very impactful brewer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna, now that I'm not that much of a moron, I'm not gonna do this a second time. I'm gonna put down the spear that I have, this makeshift spear that I created, now that I have one hole, am I able to put any part of my body out?
Yeah, you can put some of your body out. It's just, to squeeze through it would be unpleasant.
Okay, well, unpleasant, but I would still be able to get through?
You can force your way out.
Let me try that out.
As I walk towards my stuff, I grab her by the wrist.
She doesn't fight. She just looks at you like.
And I tell her, leave two. She has four, you said, right?
Yeah.
That means there's three left. Half and half. Leave two. Your assumptions of my needs have doubts. Please do not assume you know my station. Leave two. And then I give her back the and leave it at that.
She smiles and she drops a second coin purse. He's like, you people are rather shrewd when it comes to business.
You people?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, you people? And I slap. No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
But you see, she pulls her arm free and she starts making her way back downstairs.
I smirk and I start adorning myself in my gear.
While he's doing that, I want to go ahead and squeeze through those bars.
Make a. You can try to force yourself through.
Okay.
With a strength check.
Or
you can try to wriggle through with a dexterity check.
Dexterity.
Okay. You get a plus three.
Ha! I am a fighter.
Put that right there.
I am a fighter. Let me roll.
Oh!
And I went, but I said no to this.
You're like doing your breathing exercises. You're working on slimming yourself, and you run and you throw yourself feet first at the thing.
Feet first.
Wow.
you just
get stuck.
I went full chips in.
Yeah.
And I said nope.
All right, my feet have to be the smallest part of me.
Okay, I'm gonna try to. I need more information. I'm gonna try to open up the bars. Try to rip it open.
Oh, with your strength?
Yeah.
With your manliness?
With my manliness. My tiny manliness.
What shield you said?
Plus zero. Yeah.
Plus zero to strength. Good job, sir.
Plus zero. That's what I. That's what I thought, but I'd like to know.
All right, 11.
You pull on the top of it and it comes down like about 30 degrees.
I like to try to climb up it to get through the hole.
It's a little small for you.
A little small, but I might. Would I be able to use dexterity to possibly get through?
You could try to force yourself through with strength, or you could try to wriggle through. It's going to be painful.
I would like to try to wriggle through.
Okay, we get a plus one.
All right, here we go.
Bits of information.
Hopefully you do better than I did.
Four.
No, a little
not
bit
by
better.
Much.
A little bit better.
You impale yourself on the spear tip. You
oh.
take 2 points of damage.
Ah, oh, goddamn it.
May I get a stat line as I adore myself in my gear?
A stat line?
Or, I mean...
His armor class?
Yeah, my AC.
Oh, yeah, it'll be 18.
Wow.
Do I wish that I had...
What's
as
my
as the half-elf that was over there that was asking to pick locks, is that something that I wish that I was able to obtain as well?
Or does it sound familiar to her?
Yeah.
It does not sound like something that you are used to.
Okay, so I'm not stealthy.
All right, I'm going to yell one more time in common with my scratchy voice. Can someone fucking help me here?
You see the kobold throw a rat into your cage.
I might use that for, lubrication.
What else do I know about myself? What other things am I understanding of now with all my gear on?
You're trained to use it.
So that is a...
The chainmail does not feel heavy.
Okay.
The chainmail does not feel heavy at all. It feels almost like a natural piece of your skin.
What's the Warhammer's?
And the barrel that everything is sitting on top of does have a beer, has an ale
inside of it.
Yeah, it is about 3/4 full.
3/4 full. A barrel's 30 gallons of liquid.
Yeah.
It's 3/4 full. That's roughly like, I don't know, 22 gallons of beer in there.
Just about. Closer to 20.
He's like,
why is that here?
He's
why
just
is that here?
Why nobody drink my shit?
Did
now you're
did
offended.
Did
now
I get attacked from a caravan? Or what's the right? Yeah. What's my recollection of being in the cell?
You don't remember what you were doing.
If I take a long drink out of my lovely barrel, does it bring back memories of anything?
Just that you brewed it.
Do I recognize the magic that's being used to kill off the rats?
Make an arcana check.
What's my bonus on arcana?
Ah!
You get a plus 3.
Oh!
Fancy. Two magical people now.
Yum.
What up now?
All right. Nice. I was like, what can I ask that'll help me?
Nice!
Ooh,
20!
20. Oh, shit. You recognize it as a ward, several wards going off at the same time.
Okay.
And this is only popping off around one specific cell, right?
And we still can't see who that... What that...
None of us can see it?
No, I think I can see it.
The cell.
And I think me and Caesar can see it.
The dwarf
no, I'm in a different room.
No,
yeah.
originally.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but you can't see it now that if you walk back in.
If you walk back down, you can't see...
Yeah, well, I take all my gear, I put everything on. Do I notice other gear in the room?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see what looks to be a set of gear that has been separated. Like, the one wall that had all the gear that... The half elf was taking things from. Looks like it's been there for some time.
All she took is the coin purse, though, right? She didn't walk off with anybody else's gear.
No, she took
some.
She took some stuff that felt natural to her to pull
away.
Okay. She took the coin purses, but everything else, it looks like there's a set of distressed gear that kind of all looks small, so it feels like it's goblin and kobold size. And then you notice that off to the other side of the wall, separated into nice piles, is a group of five different people's gears.
Five.
Yep. And you recognize all of them. Like you have...
I've seen them before.
You've seen them before, yeah.
Is there a cart in the room by chance?
No, it's just a room underneath the...
We saw him get out, right?
Yes.
I yell out, hey, could you bring my shit?
Does that voice resonate with me? Do I know who's speaking to me? Have I heard it before?
Because you didn't see who it was, it feels familiar, but you don't put a face to it.
What did it sound like from his perspective? High pitched, squeaky?
No, it feels familiar.
I look at the five pieces of gear set. Which one which one has the biggest impact on me? Which one do I recognize, like, fucking instantaneous more off the bat than the rest of them?
There is one shield that has a hammer and anvil emblazoned onto it. That one is the one that kind of, you remember butting heads with that person.
All right.
But everything else looks familiar. You know.
How big is it in comparison to my shield?
Same size.
Same size?
Same size.
Yeah, let me.
Is there anything else around it or no?
Yeah, the whole gear.
What's a part of the gear set?
If you lift the shield up, there looks to be a prayer book, a couple of sticks of incense, a long sword, a hand axe, another piece of chainmail that has the same kind of emblazoned symbol.
I flip the shield upside down, and I pile as much as I can onto it. And I start walking it down.
Like a
my mem. I'm remembering now what is coming to me.
Sure.
So and I walk it down.
Yeah.
Can I. Is it impaled in me or did it just like scrape me?
No, it scraped you.
Okay,
like
cool.
It tore a good slice through you.
Oh, that's
your
awesome.
Side.
Okay.
Can I do it again?
Can I just try to rip off another one and also like make sure I know where mine is? I want two. I want a double fist.
Make a... Okay.
Yeah, this move.
Yeah. If you couldn't see the motion, you can't see it because you're listening to the podcast.
Yes.
It was the total like double jerking off motion. Yes. I never want to do like ever.
This guy lubricated himself with all of his jizz to get out of the fucking jail cell, which I'm considering at this point.
Make a strength roll.
Strength roll. All right.
As you come back downstairs, you see that there's a pile.
19.
19.
Tear it off. You now have a large enough gap that you can squeeze through.
Let's fucking do that.
You see, you come downstairs and you see just a mountain of dead rats. The smell overwhelming now at this point. As you kind of like step towards it, because it is funneled right in the bottom steps of the thoroughfare. You see the splatter, the blood, the burnt marks, the charred marks. But you see that the girl has opened the cell, and you see what looks to be a cloaked figure. Kind of like the Durgar comes in, helps it up. You see that they kind of exchange quiet talks among themselves. And then you see the cloaked figure look at the half-elf, pat her on the shoulder, and that's when you see all the rats jump on top of her.
Over on the half-elf?
On the half-elf. And you just see the Durgar and the cloaked figure kind of like walk past you.
The Durgar's letting me be? Doesn't eyeball me nothing, just goes, walks away?
No, am I in the office at
He is concerned helping
her.
The cloaked figure, which does look feminine.
In Dwarvish, I tell him...
Dick move, bro.
Dick
no,
move.
No.
You hear the half-elf screaming.
Yeah. Can I see it? Am I...
You know what I do?
Once you squeeze out,
yeah.
You see the Durgar helping what looks to be a cloaked woman.
They're walking away from me or towards
yeah,
me?
Yeah, no, past. They're going up the stairs.
Okay.
So as they walk past, I just look at the Durgar and I just in Dwarvish, I just tell them, you know,
something. The two dwarves
I understand.
Saying a pact to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no, you speak Dwarvish. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, here's what I'm saying. I tell them, you know.
You guys hear
a whole bunch of gibberish.
Yeah. You can see that the two dwarves seem to be making a pact with each other.
Did you bring my shit, bro?
Kind of roll my eyes when I hear that voice again, looking at this stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm
it's
gonna...
not his stuff.
Oh.
Like once you see him, you're like, oh, this is.
This is way too large for you.
I also, while she's getting eaten, curse at her in Elvish for being a dick.
And then you...
and I give her the fingers.
That's a dick's
cat. Yes.
Exactly. So I look at him like, okay, this
But is... in the hallway where the collapsed tunnel is that the Durgar came out of, you see a half-orc that you recognize, and you're like, oh, this is his.
Oh, this is the half-orcs?
Yeah, there we go. Confirmation.
Right. I kind of look at him. Well, I give the pact to the Durgar. I tell him in Dwarvish, you know, mountain of mountains, may your journey through the dark be swift and light. At the same time, I walk up to the half-orc, and I drop it at his feet, and I tell him, one more, you owe me now. And I walk away, and I walk back to the room with our stuff. Oh, at that moment, I walk past the dead half-elf, right?
Yeah, well, she's in the cell.
Okay, I'm not going to.
She back in the cell?
Well,
the rats are still in there?
They walked into the cell that had the cloaked figure, and when they went to go take the cloaked figure out, they left her in there with the rats.
Once she stopped screaming, like a couple of the rats stay there to eat, but
are the big ones still there?
A couple of the big ones have stayed.
Wait, let me roll. I want to get out real quick.
They're not in your cell.
They're not in your cell.
But I want to get over there. I want to mount one of them.
Oh.
I want
to mount one of them. Try to squeeze out.
Well, I got 18 total.
I see him bleeding, right?
Yeah, you see that he has a wound.
He has a wound on him?
Yeah. But you know he can take care of him. So.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah. Mr. Paladin.
I just want to heal my wounds real quick.
A paladin?
Or a cleric.
Holy shit.
Or cleric?
Or cleric.
Or cleric. We have a half-orc cleric.
Oh, one or the other. But you know for a fact.
That's not
a
confirmation.
You know for a fact that you can at least heal yourself.
He can heal himself.
I know they can heal himself. Okay.
I would like to do that. Right now.
Me too.
Before I stab this orc.
I stab myself by accident.
I go. After doing this, my memory, everything starts kind of like clearing up a little bit. The fog of this amnesia being in these cells starts clearing its way for the most part.
No. But you realized that he and the now impaled small thing. You all kind of share the same wound on one of your arms or legs.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Like you're all bandaged in some way, shape, or form.
Am I bandaged at all?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody.
We all are. And in the same, do we have the same bite mark? Do we have the same wound shape?
Yes.
Is that bitch ass orc have one too, or is he about to get a new one?
No, he doesn't have.
That bitch ass
like
orc.
Mother bitch ass orc.
Well,
gonna take
this
shield bash.
I would think
you'll
squeeze out with an 18.
Yes.
Yeah, I squeeze out. I'm like, what's going on?
Help me! I'm stuck!
Do I see the little half thing stuck? The little tiny thing over here stuck?
Yeah, the little small shaped creature.
I walk up to it and I pull him out.
So right now, I'm the only one still in the cell.
Make a strength right.
Oh,
a strength
no.
Check with disadvantage not to hurt him.
Yeah, because you're impaled.
He impaled himself.
Oh, okay.
Right now. All right,
here we
go. First casualty.
I might be dead real fast.
What is that first one?
That was a low one.
That might be the one?
Yeah, that'll be the one. That'll be a 7.
Okay, so you impale him again.
I'm still stuck.
I just walk away.
One more point of damage.
Fuck.
But let me ask you, does he see somebody coming up, going?
Yeah, you see out of the opposite end of the hallway, the small another small creature kind of like come out of his cell. He's like, ha ha!
can I adorn my gear?
Do I know what it is? Do I look at it?
You can. The armor's gonna take you minutes to put on.
Minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that before. Yeah.
You feel the earth kind of shake one more time, and then you see the tunnel that the Durgar came out of kind of collapse back in on itself. Some of the cells, some of the weight of the earth itself kind of comes down a bit, and some of the cells break. And you just see these.
When that happens, can I finally get the hell out of my
yeah.
cell? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
God
I just want to make.
It.
I'm like, God damn it.
I'm ready to fucking stop.
I'm still impaled!
you see the thing collapse on top of you, but the weight is such that even the small angle that you had kind of like increases now. So you just easily rolled out of your cell.
Is he still attached to the bar though?
No. Like once he rolled out, he kind of like pull out. Like,
fuck
it's
me!
It's like a slap noise as he pulls himself free.
Okay.
But the group is all free.
Right.
Is that
now,
orc free?
Huh?
Is the orc? Free?
Oh, the orc is free. Yeah. Right. The orc has punched you. In fact,
he's punched me.
He's going to punch you.
I want to stab him in the throat.
But because you have your shield in hand,
yes,
your reflexes kick up and just feel the impact of his fist against your shield.
Okay.
Okay. Can I now go to the place that's holding all of my stuff and go and get?
Oh yeah, there's a mass exodus. Like all the creatures, like he just threw his punch and started running.
And everybody
Sorry.
Ran. So okay,
moving.
Now I've picked up my gear. What does that gear look like?
I slide into the room with the ward and pick up the stuff from the half elf. If I'm able to.
The wards look like they're still active.
The wards are still active?
Yeah. I'll help you, bro. You
like
tried to save me.
The collapsing of it kind of reset them. So you could take your chance going in there.
Can I do anything against those wards?
You went up to get your stuff.
Ah.
And the only thing that looks familiar...
Oh,
yeah, I went up too, very slowly, but painfully.
Is... like one of the kobolds runs by you and just trips you.
Thank you for listening to Brunches and Dragons and for following the Talking Geek. We want to give a very big thank you to the Lincoln Beard Brewery off of Bird Road in Miami. And of course, a big thank you to all of you for listening. Enjoy. I hope you guys enjoyed our first episode, and we hope you stay tuned for our next story and our next adventure and whether or not we make it with too many bromoses.
da 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 da